My name is Claire Christian, née Claire Carouche of Ballafail, Mackled. My father was Charles Carouche and my mother Margaret Carouche, Margaret Gale. My mother was very much involved with the beginnings of WI in the island and was one of the island's organisers, as they called it, and was much involved with Mackled WI. And it was through Mackled WI, I think, that she first met Kathleen, who, living at Glenmona, was a member of the Mackled WI. I suppose I just met Kathleen when I was quite a small child, and then growing up perhaps as a young teenager. Possibly if she came to the house for committee meetings, or I would be at WI concerts, or it might have been church concerts, I'm not sure. But certainly she featured in some of the photographs which are still around from those times.
So you actually heard her up on the stage reciting her things?
Yes, yeah. I think she did a couple of pieces. I've a notion she did a duologue, but I can't remember who would be with her. And something of her own, you know, on her own as well. But it was, she was one of the participants. It might have been Constance. Who was the other person? Constance Radcliffe. Because Constance liked to do dialect poems and things as well. So I suspect that it might have been those two. Certainly Kathleen. And it was on the Doon. The Mackled Church Hall stage. There used to be concerts in the halls then. that was a sort of parish entertainment. We'd have concerts with spoon playing and poetry and singing and all the rest of it. So they didn't happen. I don't recall them all that often, but it was a kind of special event. At that time, you knew that Kathleen wrote her own poems and so on, but not very much. She was just part of the community as such. Didn't know much more about her than that, you know. I suppose I didn't even know at that stage that she'd published all these poems. Maybe that came a little later on, or an awareness of it.
What was she like? I know perhaps you don't have...
Well, she was a small lady. And they all wore hats in those days. That's the thing I can remember as a young person, that all these ladies in the WI, if they go on their outings or whatever, would wear hats. I think she was, quite kindly and would have been approachable, but I had no real reason to. I don't think I ever discussed or talked to her about anything. Not that I can remember. But she was there and... she and a few, well, I'm trying to think of the other ladies' names, there's Miss Wilkinson and some older ladies who were in the WI, on the WI committee. But the number of times, I suppose, I'd come into contact with her would be limited.
And did you ever feature in any of her poems?
Only the one about the guides. I wonder if I've got it. She wrote about us having a carol service in the church. A lot of Christmas. Here we are, Carols by Candlelight. It's not a dialect one. But it's about the guides and brownies wending their way into the church. We used to have a... When Jean Thornton Dewsbury took the guides along with... well, the brownies as well. Kathleen Collister's mother was a brown owl. And so those two ladies, Mrs. Stobo, were the brown owl and tawny owl, that I remember. Jean Thornton Dewsbury took us in the guides when we got a bit older, but every Christmas we would do carols by candlelight in the Doon. And this poem is Kathleen's record of that. It's, as I say, it's not dialect, but it's refers to the Doon and it being by candlelight. And my memories of it were the wax used to drip everywhere. They still have a service there, but it's all much more sterile now, in the sense that the candles are well protected in little lamp containers. Yeah.
You don't want to read it, do you?
Oh, I will if you like.
Oh, I love you too.
Yes, okay. Carols by Candlelight. No light inside the little church, save that on crib and laden tree, where shadows hover warm and dark with the air of deep expectancy. Then, through the ancient oaken door, the guides and brownies wend their way on quiet feet, and from each hand a candle sheds its softened ray. How reverently they take their place within God's house, and as they sing, their sweet young voices tell again the story of the babe, the king. They bring before our eyes the star, the shepherds resting in the field above the hills of Bethlehem, where God's great purpose was revealed. They sing the message from their hearts, their youthful faces all aglow with earnestness and joy and love. God grant wherever they may go that faith will guide them through the years, unfaltering, steadfast, shining bright, as when they sang and knelt and prayed in Doon's small church by candlelight. So, I think she rather had a different impression of us than we probably really were. Quite mischievous at times, I imagine, and nervous as well, if you had to sing a bit of a solo or something. But I'm not sure we were as reverent as she thinks we were. But no, it was always very special at Christmas to have the carols up there. And it's rather nice, I think she felt it worth recording it in one of her poems. So after, I mean, she must have been there, and then we would go into the church hall afterwards for a cup of tea or whatever, so we probably saw her there as well.
It must be quite nice to see someone, because it's not often that people express themselves like this about oneself.
No.
Someone wishing you. Mm.
Wishing us, you know, faith and support through life. So, yes, it is rather nice. Yes, wishing us well, wasn't it? God grant that wherever they may go, the faith will guide them through the years. Yes, it was her wish for us, her prayer for us, I suppose.
And just to make sure, your mother didn't speak about her, or there was no
second-hand
stories?
Not really, I don't think so. Because my mother didn't live to that old, so I didn't have great opportunities discussing her with my mother even. So, I suppose I left here to go to university when I was just before I was 18, and so from then on there wasn't all that much, except in the holidays there'd be, you know, maybe opportunities for contact with I don't know when Kathleen died, but
74,
well, yeah, so from 63 onwards I wasn't in the island a great deal, being away at university and then working in England. So my mother died early 70s, so I wouldn't have been home to discuss it with her. So really I'm afraid there's not a great deal I can tell you about Kathleen from a personal perspective.